Okay, well, one of the things I did when I was developing Clue was, in order to make progress on the stuff I was working on, I sort of narrowed the problem. And one of the things I decided not to look at was concurrency. And so in 1979, when the work on Clue was finishing, and I was thinking about what to do next, I decided to work on distributed computing. And distributed computing at that point was an area that was just in its infancy. There was people sort of knew how to put the hardware together to make a distributed system, but they didn't really understand very much about how to build the software. And so I decided to look at the question of how do you build software on a distributed network.
Yes.
And ultimately that ended up being a language project too. I designed and implemented a second language called Argus, whose goal was to make it easy for people to write distributed implementations of various applications. And when I mentioned the concurrency work earlier and how that was left out of Clue, concurrency is a very important part of what goes on in a distributed system, since there are many computers and obviously you want to have them doing things in parallel. And so in some sense I picked that work up again in Argus, but in a different form than I would have done it in Clue, because in Clue I would have been thinking only about a single machine.
Mm-hmm.
The other issue that arises in a distributed system, well, there's the question of fault tolerance, because once you have a program that's dependent on many pieces of equipment, if it's built in a simple-minded way where the failure of any single component could make the program fail, it won't be a very satisfactory product. And so a big concern when you build a distributed system is, how can I write a program that will continue to be able to provide service even when components are not functioning? And how do I build a program that, if it's running a computation and there's a failure in the middle of that computation, how do I guarantee that the system ends up in a reasonable state?
Mm-hmm.
So these are the kinds of problems that I was dealing with in developing this programming language.
And to what degree did this succeed?
Again, I have on my hands a language that hasn't been widely used. But again, the ideas have become, you know, they have certainly spread throughout the community. So one of the ideas in Argus is that you build programs out of things called atomic transactions. And these are computations that are either succeed, in which case everything that they were supposed to have done happened, and happened indivisibly with respect to every other computation. You know, or if it's not possible to complete them, then they sort of fail completely, and it's as if they never ran at all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, atomic transactions are not an idea that I invented. I took them out of work in database systems. But in Argus, I sort of put them into a more general framework. And there's still a lot of controversy in the field about whether every distributed system ought to be built out of atomic transactions, or whether you can use something that's not quite so, I'm not sure what the right word is, something a little weaker. But the point is that, you know, this is because of the work on Argus, this notion of atomic transactions as a way of building distributed systems became something that people think about in that region, in that area of programming.